Hello, this is Cale Smith, and I release music as Mute Forest. My new album, Rider Storm, is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound, and I'll be guest programming a few songs for you on this week's show. I'd like to start off with the song Small Hours by John Martin off of his 1977 album, One World. I can hear John's influence in many of the contemporary avant-folk artists that I've come to love. Here he's moving beyond acoustic guitar and exploring electric sounds with an early version of the tape delay. It's a machine still sought after and used quite frequently by myself. Enjoy this hymnal by John Martin.
Thank you.
That was Small Hours by John Martin off of his 1977 album One World. I'm Cale Smith of Mute Forest, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to me and my new album, Writer Storm, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next song I'd like to play for you is Skin in Circles by Ilyas Ahmed. Ilyas is a Portland-based lo-fi folk artist who uses tape-damaged analog saturation to enhance a cloud of mystery around his work. I've been following him for several years now, and he's become one of my favorites. Underneath the distorted textures always lies beautiful guitar work, and his knack for weaving guitar interplay inspired me a lot on my new record. Here's Skin in Circles by Ilyas Ahmed. Thank you. That was Skin in Circles by Ilyas Ahmed, and I'm Cale Smith of Mute Forest. I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to me and my new album, Writer Storm, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next song I'd like to play for you is On Such Favors by Sam Prekop. More known for his work in Chicago's The Sea and Cake, Sam stepped out for a stripped-down, rain-soaked solo album in 1999, filled with minimalist folk with jazz shadings. This particular song is one of my favorites and is so simple and repeatable that it has inspired me over and over for years. Here it is, On Such Favors. That was On Such Favors by Sam Prekop, and I'm Cale Smith of Mute Forest, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to me and my new album, Writer Storm, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next song I'd like to play for you is Flowers in Her Hair by Gravenhurst. For those of you who don't know, Gravenhurst is Nick Talbot, a British singer-songwriter who died suddenly in 2014 at the young age of 37. His death had a big impact on me. He was one of those artists that I felt really connected to through the music, and it felt like I'd lost a close friend. There's a moment halfway through this song where Nick's guitar playing rests for a three count. And that little pause are like fingers snapping you out of a spell. And then he goes right back into the groove, and I just love that. You know, the rest can sometimes be the most important note in a song. And I implement them quite frequently on my new record, Rider Storm. Here it is, Flowers in Her Hair by Gravenhurst.
Thank you.
That was Flowers in Her Hair by Gravenhurst, and I'm Cale Smith of Mute Forest. I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to me and my new album, Writer Storm, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next and final song I'd like to play for you is Four Skies by Ardo Lindsay. This song is a perfect example of what I was trying to go for with Writer Storm. Really simple ingredients and lots of space. I love this song by Ardo, and I hope you do too. Here's Four Skies.
Sky was orange, some skies are gray, or a deep dark blue that gave blue its name. A sky like a room at the top of a house, a most violent sky.
That was Four Skies by Ardo Lindsay, and I'm Cale Smith of Mute Forest. I've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These have been a few songs that are important to me and my new album, Writer Storm. I'd like to close out with a track from my new album, which is in the spotlight on this week's program. This song is called Dance the Spell Off. I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want you to enjoy the rest of the show. I also want to say, if ever there was a time to listen to one another and extend your hand to someone in need, now is that time. Sending out love and compassion from Colorado. Thanks a lot.